This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's do a random start here on this Monday morning. Got an email here from Tim in Billings just about, about exactly 1 hour ago. Tim says this. He says, Aaron, I have to say it feels to me like ABC is playing conservatives. They didn't dump Jimmy Kimmel because of what he has said recently regarding Charlie Kirk. They dumped him because he was getting fewer viewers than a mature cam of a duck and bald eagle sharing a nest. A nature cam, I think is what he said there. Than a nature cam of a duck and a bald eagle sharing a nest. ABC is not cutting him loose because they have suddenly become a bastion of freedom and goodness. He was costing them money, bottom line. Don't give them any more credit than they can read ratings and they can read ratings and viewership charts and know they are not getting the return on investment on Kimmel's lackluster numbers that they need to pay his wage. Figuratively speaking, let's not lift our boot off the neck of the mainstream media because one of their voices is fading. We need to keep the pressure on them and never let them forget how they have treated conservatives, especially since 2015 when Trump was just a nominee. Yeah, clearly this was a financial decision by ABC. Well, and maybe they were also worried that they might face some lawsuits over just the straight-up lies that Jimmy Kimmel was pushing on his program as well. So I think there's a couple of things at play there. All right, lots of things to get to here on this Monday morning here on Montana Talks. I'm sure many of you got a chance to watch and hear the Charlie Kirk Celebration of Life ceremony that took place yesterday. Absolutely incredible what I got a chance to see. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing. Definitely have some highlights ready to roll for you here this morning. But yeah, I tell you what, though, it was so great. I was in Ronan yesterday, just south of Polson. I had the Lake County Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. Had that one on the schedule for several months now, and what an honor to see so many great folks there. And you know, at times like this, it's always great to be amongst fellow patriots and fellow warriors. And that's certainly what we had yesterday. Yeah, I had the honor of speaking at the event. Congressman Ryan Zinke was there. It was great to get a congressional update from him. Also, Darren Gobb, who does work with the Montana Freedom Caucus, and he's also the editor of the Montana Sentinel website, which has been doing some good reporting, especially when it comes to that big scandal facing the treasurer, the now ousted treasurer of the Montana Democrat Party. So it's great to see them. Representative Tracy Sharp out of Lake County was the MC. So it's just kind of cool that all four of us who were speaking at the event yesterday, military veterans, but because we were at that event yesterday afternoon, we didn't get a chance to see some of the highlights of the Charlie Kirk Celebration of Life down in Arizona until later last night. So I stayed up a little late so I could catch as many of the highlights as I possibly could. Anyway, the Federalist.com said this: 100 million witnessed this event yesterday. Get to that story and much more right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see considerable cloudiness and some scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area today. High temperatures stay from the low to mid-60s. For tonight, clearing skies around the region. Overnight lows will be back in the upper 30s, around 40 in Bozeman, to the mid-40s in Billings. Then on Tuesday, we can expect sunshine with high temperatures in the low to mid-70s for tomorrow. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
California remains a focal point in the debate over ICE's mission to remove illegal migrants with criminal records from the United States. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law Saturday banning law enforcement officers from wearing face coverings which conceal their identities. The governor explaining the need for the law.
These masked men did not provide any information, name, badge number, hidden from accountability.
However, acting ICE director Todd Lyons pushed back on that notion while appearing on Fox.
A lot of the ICE agents weren't wearing masks because they know that President Trump and Secretary Noem have their back, and the U.S. attorneys have our back all around the country.
Lyons also touched on continuing protests against ICE officers.
We're not going to allow our agents to be doxxed or threatened.
Saying of Governor Newsom.
They want to side with criminal legal aliens, and they want to side with violent protesters.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Coming up on Monday's Montana Talks, Attorney General Austin Knutson joining us for the full hour, taking your phone calls and more. Yeah, full hour with Attorney General Austin Knutson. We're going to get the latest on changes coming out of the Trump administration. Of course, Attorney General Austin Knutson was leading the charge to stand up against the federal overreach of the Biden administration. Plus, what's going on right here in Montana? The best attorney general in the country, Austin Knutson. Monday's Montana Talks right here.
Hiring people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Billy Kirk always wanted to be remembered for, quote, courage for my faith. So it's only fitting that more than 100 million people... 100 million people, think about that, around the world heard the good news that Jesus Christ saves at his memorial service on Sunday. This is Jordan Boyd writing for TheFederalist.com. Yeah, the headline is this: 100 million witnessed the power of the gospel and forgiveness at Charlie Kirk Memorial. Wasn't the music just incredible just leading up to the official event? Well, thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people were trying to pack their way into that stadium down in Arizona. But anyway, Jordan Boyd added this. She says, the most powerful moment of the memorial occurred when Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, announced that she forgave the 22-year-old man accused of assassinating her husband. Less than 2 weeks after her husband was taken from her, Erica publicly committed to releasing resentment and embracing healing only possible through her faith. Let me see. Let's get that soundbite up here. Let's see. I think this is the part of Erica Kirk's remarks yesterday.
Pat, young man. Young man, on the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man, that young man, I forgive him. Forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love, and always love. Love for our enemies, and love for those who persecute us.
By the way, that triggers the leftists even more. When they hear that message, they get even more triggered by it. I posted this on X last week. I don't know if you guys know who Kevin Ham is. Kevin Ham is, he's like the loudest, angriest LGBTQ-RSTLNE activist in Helena. I don't know if I see anything from him. I probably just finally muted his nonsense on X because the guy just spews hate all day long. And what people like these LGBTQ-RSTLNE activists like Kevin Ham do is they hate you because of your beliefs. They hate the fact that you disagree with them. But you know what they hate even more? They hate the fact that you don't hate them. You just simply disagree with them. But boy, do they hate the fact that you don't hate them, because they thrive on this fairy tale that somehow all these people who disagree with them hate them. And we don't hate them. I'll never forget. But next time we have Jeff Laszloffy on the show from the Montana Family Foundation, I think it was on X one time a few years ago. Kevin Ham, by the way, he was I think he was a Democrat congressional candidate. I don't think he made it through the primary. I think he ran for public service commission. You know, who knows what else? They always prop him up in Helena. You know, these liberal organizations, and they always prop him up and give him these gigs. And it's just like, my goodness, the types of nonsense that comes out of that guy's mouth. It's like if Helena wasn't still run by far left activists, there's no way in the world anybody would ever prop that guy up. But that was the point that I made. So he was basically celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And basically claiming that his speech was violence, and that somehow, and this was what he was suggesting, was that he felt that Charlie Kirk's speech was violence, even though there was nothing violent about Charlie Kirk's speech. It was good, reasoned debate, public debate. And so the suggestion from this LGBTQ-RSTLNE activist, Kevin Ham, was that somehow Charlie Kirk deserved actual violence against him because he said that his speech was violence. And that just prompted me to put this note out on X about the fact that, and I'm trying to scroll down and find it now, because that's the point here, is that they claim that you hate them just because you simply disagree, but yet you see with the way they act and the way they respond that they truly have a hatred for people that disagree with them. Yeah, here's what I posted on Friday. The reality for people like Kevin Ham and these leftists, they hate the fact that we don't hate them. We just disagree. And they hate people who disagree with them, don't they? All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Representative Braxton Mitchell, 25-year-old state representative out of Columbia Falls. He was down in Arizona. So was Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. I'll get to that right after this.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Senate Majority Leader John Thune recently deployed a parliamentary suitcase nuke. This was to expedite the confirmation of some of President Trump's lower-tier nominees. It was not a full-on nuclear explosion, but this political blast tore through the Senate chamber. Thune didn't change the Senate rules to facilitate the nominees. That's because it takes 67 votes to break a filibuster to actually alter the Senate rules. He and other Republicans voted to rule against the Senate parliamentarian and lower the bar to overcome a filibuster from 60 to 51 to advance a comprehensive slate of nominees all at once. That's a new precedent, and in the Senate, it carries the same weight as changing the Senate rules. Thune says that Democrats are obstinate and not allowing the Senate to confirm a batch of nominees in one fell swoop. During the Cold War standoff between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, geopolitical observers said the world teetered on mutually assured destruction. Launching a nuclear attack on one nation would result in annihilation of both countries, but that doesn't happen with a smaller nuclear attack, like this one, in the Senate. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, last night, Mexico confirmed a new case of New World screwworm, this time less than 70 miles out from the U.S. and Mexico border. This is now the northernmost detection of New World screwworm during this outbreak, and the one most threatening to the U.S. cattle and livestock industry. Protecting the U.S. from New World screwworm is non-negotiable and a top priority of the Trump administration, said Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. This is a national security priority, she said. And USDA is firmly executing its five-prong plan and will take decisive action to help protect the borders, even in the absence of cooperation from Mexico. Furthermore, she said, we will pursue aggressive measures against anyone who harms American livestock. Currently, U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico. Since July, USDA, alongside Mexico, has been actively monitoring nearly 8,000 traps across Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. And to date, more than 13,000 screening samples have been submitted with no New World screwworm flies detected. You can read more about this latest announcement by visiting us at westernagnetwork.com or checking us out on our social media channels. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Molson Coors would like to raise a cold Coors Banquet and a cold Coors Light to toast Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming barley growers. Thank you for another successful harvest. Hi, this is Peter Coors. It's because of your hard work and dedication that Molson Coors is able to raise the high country barley that is the main ingredient to our iconic beers that so many people enjoy. So the next time any of you have a beer, thank a farmer, because without them, it would not be possible.
At Ag West, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
Well, American lamb remains a nutritious powerhouse without the guilt, and consumers are beginning to take notice. In fact, according to a recent American Lamb Board-funded consumer and attitude study presented at this year's American Lamb Summit in Idaho, 20% of respondents reported an increase in their lamb consumption, and just over 30% of respondents cited health and fitness as factors influencing their lamb intake, with many mentioning the need for more protein in their diet. Now, the American Lamb Board's website offers consumers nutritious information about delicious American lamb and serves as a great resource for producers to share with customers. And finally, this morning, the NASH USDA crop production report published this past week points to a strong rebound across U.S. pulse crops, with lentils, dry peas, chickpeas, and dry beans all posting gains compared to a year ago. USA Pulses analyzes this report and compares it to FSA reported numbers. NASH pulse crop figures come in from farmer surveys and statistical models, while FSA collects certified acreage directly from growers at the county level. Regardless, certainly some good news for the U.S. pulse industry. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Definitely want to hear from you. Frankly, the phone line's open for anything you want to talk about, but certainly if you were able to watch the Celebration of Life ceremony from Arizona yesterday, or especially if you are down in Arizona, we would definitely love to hear from you. State Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls. State Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls was down there, frankly, I think he was planning on being down there already because they had already had some other Turning Point USA events planned. And, of course, 25-year-old State Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, just 18 years old, that's when he first met Charlie Kirk. And he, shortly after that, became a Turning Point USA ambassador. And then, of course, shortly after that, also first got elected to the Montana State Legislature. But he said this. He says, quote, "This didn't feel like a funeral. It felt like an American revival." That's what he had to say as he posted on Facebook from the stadium. And by the way, I did reach out to Representative Mitchell to see if he wants to join us here this morning on the show. He's like, you know what? I pulled an all-nighter just so I could get in to the stadium to be there for the Celebration of Life yesterday. So I might have to sleep in a little bit on Monday, but we'll follow up with him here at some point this week. Earlier in the day, after waiting hours to get into the Celebration of Life, Representative Mitchell said, quote, "Just got in to State Farm Stadium. Charlie is looking down on us this morning. I can't even describe it. His death has awakened something powerful." I think it was the dailycaller.com had a story that said something to the effect of that not only did they pack the entire State Farm Stadium down there in Arizona with people getting in, there was such a massive turnout to show up for this Celebration of Life for Charlie Kirk that they had to use an old NHL hockey arena for overflow. They packed the entire State Farm Stadium. I forget how many tens of thousands they packed in there. And then they had to have what used to be an NHL hockey arena for overflow for all the people. In the morning as I was getting ready to head down to Ronan for the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner there. Yeah, Caden, go ahead and send the caller. Yeah, sorry, I thought I messaged you already to send that caller down to us here. All right, yeah, so as I was getting ready for the Lincoln, Reagan, Trump, I mean, we had the memorial service on and the music on in the background and watching some of the Fox News coverage, and they interviewed two Montana kids that were there. And the one young lady said, you know, I didn't even really know much about Charlie Kirk. She's like, but now I've been watching all of his videos. And anyway, she was just saying, and think about it. Think about how many more young people. There were already a massive number of young people that were following Charlie Kirk and what he stood for before these recent events. Think about how many more are now right into the phone lines here. Nancy and Roundup, great to hear from you on this Monday morning. Were you able to watch the memorial yourself yesterday? Okay, is Nancy, are you there? All right, we had Caden patch the call through. I'm not hearing anything. I've got it queued up here. Okay. All right. Yeah, folks, if Nancy, sorry about that. I had messaged Caden to patch you through a lot earlier, so I'll bet you probably got tired of waiting on hold there, so apologize about that one, Nancy. Sometimes there's, as we get rolling with the show here, trying to coordinate, juggle several different things, sometimes things can fall through the cracks, so apologize about the long hold time there. All right, President Trump, you know, back to this point Braxton Mitchell was making about how, look, this was not a funeral yesterday. This was a revival, what took place yesterday. Listen to what President Trump had to say about Charlie Kirk. This was just part of President Trump's. I think President Trump spoke for something like 40 minutes.
A special thank you to Erica, because today America is a nation in grief, a nation in shock, and a nation in mourning. Less than 2 weeks ago, our country was robbed of one of the brightest lights of our times, a giant of his generation, and above all, a devoted husband, father, son, Christian, and patriot. Charles James Kirk was heinously murdered by a radicalized, cold-blooded monster for speaking the truth that was in his heart. He was violently killed because he spoke for freedom and justice, for God, country, for reason, and for common sense. He was assassinated because he lived bravely, he led boldly, and he argued brilliantly without apology. He did what was right for our nation. And so on that terrible day, September 10th, 2025, our greatest evangelist for American liberty became immortal. He's a martyr now for American freedom. I know I speak for everyone here today when I say that none of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk, and neither now will history.
All right, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte and First Lady Susan Gianforte were down in Arizona for the celebration of life as well. Of course, Governor Greg Gianforte, for those of you who don't know it, was one of the earliest backers of Charlie Kirk and his movement. So they've been very close with Charlie Kirk for quite some time. He said, quote, "Susan and I were honored to attend the memorial for our friend Charlie Kirk. His wife, Erica, delivered a very powerful message in touching tribute. May God bless the Kirks and our country." That story and more, go to MontanaTalks.com. All right, looks like we got Nancy and Rhonda back on the phone lines. Nancy, thanks for bearing with us here this morning. We'll start with you right after this.
It's Riverside Country.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky, Montana Talks.
Lots to talk about here on this Monday morning. Republican senators finally got it done when it comes to President Trump's nominees, advancing a score of President Trump's nominees, pressing what they might refer to as the nuclear button there, but absolutely had to happen, especially given this historic obstruction by the radical Senate Democrats. Talk about that and more, but let's go to your phone calls. Nancy, thanks for calling back in. Sounds like you got a chance to watch most of the memorial yesterday.
I sure did. I wouldn't miss anything like that for anything. And it started at 3 a.m. in Arizona, and I watched it off and on all day long yesterday. And it was so impressive. It was so well organized, and the speakers, the young people, were so well groomed and intelligent, and especially the executives and people on the boards of the Turning Point USA, the company that the organization that Charlie Kirk built when he was so young. And it was just something to watch the response of the followers in the audience there in the stadium. They were just praying, and they just were teared up and so very emotional. But I want to say that President Trump, I believe that was probably the best speech I've ever heard him do in his political career. Because usually he's overtired and he'll repeat himself, or he'll stop and go, you know, in a different direction. Yesterday, his speech was flawless. And I will say this, that when he ended his talk, he invited Erica back out on the stage. And she put her head on his chest and just cried and cried. Then she walked off, and I saw a woman, even though she was surrounded by people, she was totally, or she felt totally alone in the world. So it's going to be a long, long time before she can mend her broken heart. But it just was so inspirational. But I just want to say one more thing. The name Kirk, K-I-R-K, is Scottish, and it means church. And I have told you before, I have thought there was Charlie Kirk is a divine providence. There's something more to this than we'll ever know. I believe he was a messenger, a prophet.
He's a Christian martyr, that's for sure. He's a Christian martyr, yeah. That's very interesting about the Scottish translation of the name there. Yeah, because it's like what Representative Braxton Mitchell said. This wasn't a funeral yesterday. This was a revival. Yeah, Nancy, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in. Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970. And then I'll check the messages on the Montana Talks app here during the next break as well. But, yeah, you can call in right now. I hope this is the clip. I don't know if this was the soundbite here. But I think it was Erica Kirk. Was it Erica Kirk who spoke to just the contrast of what we saw after the assassination of her husband, Charlie Kirk, and the way his supporters and followers responded all across America, really all over the world, frankly. When you look at, you know, Charlie Kirk was preaching freedom and faith in places like Korea. He traveled all over the world, not just college campuses here in America. I mean, he had a huge following amongst the South Koreans. And then, of course, you contrast that with the left and how they respond to everything, right? I don't know if this was the clip or not. Let me see. But the one other thing I wanted to say, kind of that Nancy brought up here. So I shared this story on Facebook last night. If you go to facebook.com/Flint Report, I shared this story about, you know, Montanans gather at the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Arizona. And I shared it on Facebook, and some guy on there comments, and he says, "I'm getting tired of hearing that name." And I was like, well, this is just the beginning. This is only beginning. If you're tired of hearing Charlie Kirk's name now, well, buckle up, buttercup, because this is only the beginning. Anyway, here you go. Here's another highlight of Erica Kirk's remarks at the Celebration of Life yesterday.
That young man.
Oh, wait, that is the soundbite we played already. Okay, maybe this is the one I'm looking for. Either way, Caroline Levitt shared this one.
Most of all, God's mercy and God's love have been revealed to me these past 10 days. After Charlie's assassination, we didn't see violence. We didn't see rioting. We didn't see revolution. Instead, we saw what my husband always prayed he would see in this country. We saw revival.
We didn't see violence. We saw revival. Yet, when you contrast the American left with the American conservatives, I don't even want to say the American right, because while we are right, We are middle of the road. These people want to take us down a very violent, dangerous path. They want to turn this country into something else on the eve of America's 250th birthday. Now, former Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, let me see, Joe Manchin, what was he on? Was it CNN that he was on over the weekend? I got to pull up the clip here, the post from X. Here you go. He is responding to some of his fellow Democrats, or if he left the Democrat Party, some of his former fellow Democrats, responding to just the vile rhetoric that's coming out of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Ilhan Omars, and the wretched, vile rhetoric coming from these Democrat members of Congress in the wake of this assassination of Charlie Kirk. Here is a former Democrat Senator Joe Manchin.
She does say that we should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was. Charlie Kirk, a man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake. She goes on to name some of the other things that he believes in. What was your reaction to her vote and her statement afterward?
First of all, I just saw a little while ago, and I was done, Casey. I really was. This is not the place and the time for that at all. If the Democrats, if AOC and the far left, the extreme left, I'm going to say, believe that's where the party, the Democratic Party, is today, then that'll tell you why you lost people like me. And an awful lot. And let me tell you what you've lost since the last election. They've been doing their national tour and thinking, boy, that's something. We're really getting into something. The Democratic Party has lost more than 160,000 Democrats that have basically left the party since November election. So if that's the way the Democratic Party's going, it's getting worse, not better.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that was a CNN clip here. Actually, let me go in. I know the DailyWire.com had that story here. Let me see if I've got it here, because we always want to give credit where credit's due. You know, unlike so many in the liberal media in Montana, you'll see a story that one of our fellow radio contributors writes. They do the story. They write the story. And then about a few days later, you'll see the exact same story, you know, on one of the TV station or one of the newspaper websites. No credit whatsoever to where they heard about it or where they saw the story. They just act like they had the brilliant idea to write some story. We always like to give credit where credit is due. Let's see. Yeah, former Senator Joe Manchin. Yeah, he was on CNN with Casey Hunt there. And you know, CNN, of course, probably got their facts wrong when discussing Charlie Kirk's record. All right, let's see. Yeah, it looks like we got some folks ringing in right now, 406-294-0970. You can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Speaking of Capitol Hill, oh, yeah, one of the things that Joe Manchin was referring to there was they're basically a resolution basically honoring Charlie Kirk passed both, what basically some sort of a resolution passed both the House and the Senate. A handful of Democrats voted in support of the resolution, but a whole bunch of them either voted present or voted against it altogether. And so that's what Joe Manchin was referring to, just about how off the rails that party has become. But I mentioned earlier, you know, Republican senators have now gotten the job done. They pressed what you might refer to as the nuclear button to finally get President Trump's nominees across the finish line. Michael Waltz, a retired Green Beret, former congressman from Florida, also got confirmed as President Trump's UN ambassador. So that's great news. I think you'll start to see President Trump's UN team start to take shape now as well. But Senator Tim Sheehy, actually, despite being one of the most junior United States senators on Capitol Hill, he was front and center at the Republican leadership press conference. I think this was on Friday. And he was holding a Democrat minority leader Chuck Schumer to task over the Schumer shutdown, obstruction of nominees, and more. I'll play that soundbite for you right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You look at, you know, the last decade of his show, he lost, you know, almost a million viewers. I mean, that is that is more than a third of his audience. Then if you look at the target demo for a show like Kimmel's, which is supposed to be a comedy show, he lost 72% of younger viewers, 25 to 54. In other words, he lost 3 out of 4 of them in that category. Okay, you might say, well, cord cutting played a part. Then explain the phenomenon of Greg Gutfeld. Greg Gutfeld's funny. Jimmy Kimmel will have plenty of options if he wants to continue to spew his left-wing venom in the guise of being funny, because he's not. His biggest problem is he's not funny. That's the biggest problem he has.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify into precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times, remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 Gold and Silver Kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Goldco has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. You're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD, or go to the website HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Mostly considerable cloudiness and some scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area today. High temperatures stay from the low to mid-60s. For tonight, clearing skies around the region. Overnight lows will be back in the upper 30s, around 40 in Bozeman, to the mid-40s in Billings. Then on Tuesday, we can expect sunshine with high temperatures in the low to mid-70s for tomorrow. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
All right, we've now got an update on our Montana Talks website to a story that we shared with you earlier this week exclusively. Now we have an official response from School District 2 that, yes, they are investigating this teacher, and the teacher has been sent home while they investigate after allegedly this teacher was celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That full story, go to MontanaTalks.com, or if you've got the Montana Talks app on your phone, you'll see it there.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
You know, all the people that were on X, on their social media feeds, complaining, why aren't the Republicans doing this? Why aren't the Republicans doing that? Again, I think it's also important to hold our side accountable as well. Okay, look, so we've seen historic obstruction by Senate Democrats. And, yeah, I'm with you. Hey, let's encourage Senate Republicans. Look, it's time to update the rules of the United States Senate, because clearly these folks on the left, clearly Chuck Schumer, they don't care about the rules of the road. They don't care about the rules of the game. And you know, the moment they take back power, they're going to shove everything down your throat anyway. So it's time for the Republicans to start playing hardball right now, because we are at such an historic time. We are truly at a turning point for our country. And so all of those Republicans, or some of you anonymous people on X, who are, oh, why aren't the Republicans doing this? Why don't the Republicans do that? Well, when the Republicans do this, and when the Republicans do that, why aren't we hearing from you guys? Why aren't we hearing? Now, I know there's a lot of things in the news, but, yeah, this was a big deal. In fact, I think, let me see here. Obviously, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, Fox, everybody's got stories on the fact that now several of President Trump's nominees have now gotten across the finish line. This was Montana's U.S. Senator, newly elected U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy, talking front and center, despite being a junior senator, at the Republican Leadership Conference, Leadership Press Conference on Friday.
I asked Leader Thune to give me a chance to say a couple comments as a brand new freshman here, seeing how this place works. My two primary focus areas have been wildfire and national defense. And as a result of that, I've witnessed firsthand what Senator Schumer and his team have done and the historic blockade of our nominees and going full resistance. And the first time ever, we've had zero nominees via voice vote unanimous consent. And this new shutdown strategy, the continuation of that, where we are robbing the American people from the opportunity to have a fully functioning institution here to process qualified nominees to run critical agencies within our government, things like wildfire suppression, and obviously things like our military, as we try desperately to reform our acquisition processes to keep up with China and other adversaries. We are being denied the appointed individuals to do so. They've set an unprecedented record on obstruction of those nominees, and now the shutdown is an extension of that. So we are witnessing unprecedented obstruction in this institution. Someone's only been here a few months. It's unfortunate to see, when I know there are many partners in the Senate aisle that want to be working with us on this, want to be constructive on keeping the government open and bringing nominees in, but they know that they have to fall in line with Chuck Schumer's strategy here. So it's unfortunate to see, but we're the party of common sense right now that's trying to pass common sense legislation to keep the government open, keep our nation strong, keep the economy growing. So that's the message here. Bottom line, we're trying to get problems solved and move forward.
All right. Yeah, if you heard me, I turned my microphone on a little bit early there in anticipation of the soundbite wrapping up, and I was just kind of laughing because I was like, man, Tim Sheehy, he's been very successful. I drove past Finley Point on Flathead Lake when I was driving back from Ronan yesterday, and I was just thinking, man, Tim Sheehy could just be living the life back here in Montana, but instead he's back there dealing with some of these clowns on Capitol Hill. But we're so thankful that he's putting up with all that BS to actually get something done for the American people. Hey, I'll tell you what, if losing weight is something you've been thinking about getting done, having a healthier lifestyle, man, I'm telling you guys, now is a great time to do it. Especially, you know, kids are back in school. You're getting that new routine going, and school, you know, with school back in session, this is really the perfect time to do your health reset. Billings Last Diet. Here's the deal: if you're in Billings, they are offering a free body composition analysis, just to help you see where you're really at right now. So whether you've been through the program before, whether you haven't been through the program, you know, just drop in. They'll do a free body composition analysis for you on one of their machines there. And if you're remote, if you live elsewhere across Montana, the remote option is doing great. Tim and Savage lost over 100 pounds using the remote option. So check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com.
A message from FireSafe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.